Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is August 3rd. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. Equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are expected to open marginally higher on August 3rd as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 12 points. The BSE Sensex in the previous session lost 676 points to close at 65,782 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 200 points lower at 19,526, trading comfortably higher than 200-day moving average of 19,485 and trying to sustain an ongoing momentum. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,446 followed by 19,385 and 19,288. In case of an upside, 19,640 can be key resistance followed by 19,700 and 19,797. Moving on to international markets. Stocks hit sell-off mode on Wednesday and Nasdaq Composite registered its worst day since February after Fitch downgraded the long-term rating for US. The tech-heavy index shed 2.17% to end at 13,973, while S&P 500 pulled back 1.38% to close at 4,513. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 0.98% to finish at 35,282. Fitch Ratings cut the long-term foreign currency issuer default rating for US to A++ from A++ Tuesday night, citing expected fiscal deterioration over the next 3 years. The last time the US got a downgrade from major rating agencies was in 2011 when Standard & Poor cut the rating to A++ from A++. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets extended their losses on Thursday, tracking Wall Street sell-off after rating agencies Fitch downgraded the United States' long-term credit rating. In Asia, investors will be watching the Kaizen private survey for China's service sector activity in the July. Futures for Hong Kong Hang Seng Index stood at 19,403, pointing to a weaker open compared to SCI's close of 19,517. Hong Kong will also see a private survey for its July business activity. Japan's Nikkei 225 tumbled 0.95% to its open, while TOPIX also fell 0.9%. South Korea's KOSPI fell 0.11% and the KOSDAQ was also down 0.88%. South Korean internet giant Kakao saw its second quarter net profit fall by 44%, prompting a slide in its shares. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 slid 0.57% and it will release its trade balance for June. Oil prices. Oil prices eased on Wednesday after sharp gain but remained near their highest level since April. Brent crude futures for October last slipped 0.93% to $84.12 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for September fell 1.12% to $80.46 a barrel. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.27% higher in futures at 102.57, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 82.72. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors offloaded shares worth ₹1,877 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold shares worth ₹2.23 crore on August 2nd. Moving on to stocks in focus, Bharti Airtel, Eicher Motors, Sun Pharmaceutical, Lupin, Dabur India, Adani Enterprises, Zomato, LIC Housing Finance, Adani Power, Deepak Nitrite and Varun Beverages will be in focus ahead of quarterly earnings on August 3rd. In other stocks in focus, first up, Titan's quarter one earnings have missed estimates with a 2% year-on-year drop in profit to ₹777 crore due to weak operating numbers. However, revenue has seen a growth of 24.4%. A notable move in the pharmaceutical sector, Mukesh Rathi has resigned as the Chief Information Officer of Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. On the aviation front, Interglobe has reported a significant profit of ₹3,090 crore in quarter one thanks to strong operating performance with the revenue jumping 30%. HPCL quarter one profit surges 92.5% quarter on quarter to ₹6,200 crore on strong operating numbers. Revenue grows by 3.4%. Metropolis Healthcare. Metropolis Healthcare quarter one earnings came in below estimates. Profit drops 13.8% year-on-year to ₹29 crore. Revenue falls 1%. In other news from pharmaceutical sector, Ipca Laboratories has picked up 33.38% stake in Unichem Labs after CCI approval. As per the bulk deal data available on the exchanges, Ipca Laboratories has bought 2.35 crore equity shares in Unichem at an average price of Rs. 402.25 per share, which amounted to Rs. 945 crore. Switching gears, Bharat Dynamics has achieved a significant milestone by handing over first radio frequency seeker of Akash next generation weapon system to DRDO. In the manufacturing world, VIP Industries has experienced a 16.4% year-on-year drop in quarter one profits to Rs. 57.8 crore due to weak operating performance despite a 7.7% growth in revenue. And finally, JSW Steel has entered into a joint venture agreement with JFE Steel Corporation from Japan for manufacture and sale of CRGO. Up next in our Voice of the Day segment, we have Kranti Bhatani of Wealth Mill Securities, who shares his outlook on the markets, what the Fitch downgrade in US means for India, and his sense of mid-caps going ahead. Let's listen in.
The Fitch factor paused the rally on Dalal Street. Fitch, the rating agency, cut the US credit rating from AAA to AAA plus, created tremors in the global market. Indian markets drifted down today. The Sensex was down 676 points and Nifty down around 207 points. In the recent past, we witnessed a rally on mid and small caps. Mid and small caps have been outperforming, especially even though the stocks in the large cap IT have been under a corrective mode and the FIs have been in the selling mode with respect to the large cap IT stocks are concerned. But whereas the interesting fact what investors can witness is the mid cap IT stocks, we have witnessed a renewed buying, and also the small cap IT stocks have been outperforming because of the specific domain they operate and the specific geography they operate. Contrary to the large cap IT stocks trend, the small caps and mid cap IT stocks have been resilient in the market. And also the defense stocks have been outperformed in this market. Any downfall in the defense stocks, it's a good opportunity for the investors to accumulate defense stocks in a staggered manner. Given the kind of rally what we witnessed in the defense stocks, any correction in the defense stocks is a very good entry point for the investors because of their order book profile and also the earning visibility is concerned. We are in the middle of the earnings season, so the stocks to be focused for the trading day. The good set of numbers coming from InterGlobe Aviation, Indigo, posting one of the best quarterly results. And also, the stock on the radar is Titan, the jewelry to watchmaker, accessories maker right now. The revenues have risen, whereas the profits have been slightly, moderately low. And Adani Wilmar posting a loss. In the recent fortnight, stocks in infra, power have been rallied. And also the stocks in reality, the mid-cap stocks have been rallying in the recent past. Investors can keep these stocks on their radar. And the stock in the news today is Vedanta. The promoters are going to sell 4.3% stake in Vedanta to raise around $500 million for the repayment of debt. So this is at a discount of 5% with the closing price of Vedanta. So the stock to be on the radar is Vedanta.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.